You gotta turn that
Blog Talk Radio.
That's why I think it is.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
And here's to all of you, yes, because we love you so much. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I am your Psychic Love Doctor for the next hour. And you have to my right is Master Bilbo, not Bilbo.
Now you're watching Hobbit movies.
Yeah, Bilbo Baggins. Yep. No, this is Jimbo Baggins. It's hard to say, though, without really thinking about it. Tomorrow night, Veronica will be joining us with her Rebel cards.
Friday.
Yes, yeehaw. So I hope all of you are doing well.
Be the new Rebel cards. Fresh
That's
out
right.
of the deck.
Yep. If the week is going fast on my end, I hope it's doing, you know, treating you all well, heading toward the weekend.
Everybody
that Lover Boy song,
weekend.
Wasn't that from the 80s? But that was
mm-hmm.
a good song.
They're from Canada.
That's right. A lot of good musicians and actors have come out of Canada.
Yeah.
All righty then. Where should we go first? To the deck. Yes, for those who are listening or watching or who will be watching in the replay, I am using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards. Some of you later, after my academy is fully finished, you may decide to learn this too. But that's all it is. No mystical cards, no tarot, no oracle, not even cute little dogs or kittens. It's just your basic bicycle deck, all right? So bear in mind that no matter what any kind of a psychic you see, a seer, they have all their fortune teller, however they call themselves, none of them are absolute. They cannot tell you, oh, my dear, this is written in stone, for you know they can't. Lives fluctuate. Experiences, people making decisions that aren't even, say, naturally involved in your life, that will impact your path. So what we can do is see what's coming, what is potentially on your path, I should say. And then we can use some effective decision-making using tools of choice and change in order to navigate around that particular perceived event. Or we can welcome it with open arms. And that's all I've got to say.
Well, that leads me into the disclaimer. We don't need to explain that disclaimer now because you just did.
Mm-hmm.
About the future not being hammered in stone. This show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We don't need to say why we say that because she just did. Future is not a boom. Can't go make decisions based on one single reading, new or not new, you know. And also, we would like to talk about communications because that's why you talk to us, right? First one, phone calls. You call into 515-602-9676, and we got a couple folks on hold, so they're listening to the show. And that's when you call in, you'll get a couple automated messages, let you know you're on hold, and you get to listen to the show. And we see your list. You're not going to get forgotten.
Unless Jim accidentally.
Yeah, unless
86 is you.
Yeah, they play little tricks when I'm clicking the mouse, and right when I'm clicking it, all of a sudden somebody jumps around, and I 86 the wrong person. It's like, thanks, Blog Talk. But, you know, it is what it is. So, you'll be on hold. When we take your caller, we'll let you know, make it clear. We usually say your area code and where you're from. We look it up on the Internet. Sometimes it's not accurate because people like to keep their phone numbers forever now.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a childhood area code, and you may have moved 5 times since then, but we take our shot. Take a shot that we got. And when you talk to us, please, if 100% possible, get off speakerphone. It just sounds bad on our end. Might be cool on your end, but it ain't cool on our end. going through the internet coming out computers and squat. Same with Bluetooth. Bluetooths are convenient. And they're all nice because they keep your hands free, but the best thing to do is, if you can, just get off speakerphone when we talk to you, find a place to sit, relax, don't walk around, don't multitask. It just makes it funny on our end. Hard to explain.
Find that special spot.
Yeah, especially if you know the best place in your house, like by the front living room window or something. And if you're out in public, boy, I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes it can be really bad. If it's too bad, we're going to have to let you go if we can't hear you. So you got to watch your background noises is the moral of that story. You can Skype into this phone number also, so you don't have to have a dial-up phone capability. We get Skype callers that are even domestic. They just want to Skype in. That's their choice, and that's cool. It's very, very tiny, 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 tiny cheap for domestic and international folks. You could Skype in. It's not going to be super tiny cheap, but it's not going to be like
an
international cell phone
yeah.
plan or anything like that at all. And last but not least, as folks that can't do any of that and have Facebook Messenger capabilities, you can Messenger, not the show, Messenger Deborah Lee, which means you already got to be friends before the show starts.
And you'll appear on this lovely device.
That's what we use.
The, what is it?
Facebook
Messenger
portal. Facebook portal.
Yeah. And you don't have to be make it a video call. You can always just keep it audio. In fact, what do you say?
I say, like, if you're international and you're thinking that there might be some kind of data transfer issue, your connection might not be that great, audio is going to really save the day. We've had video calls where they've had to punch out because it was, like, too much transfer of data and then whatever. Somewhere along the way, it couldn't handle that packet transfer. All right? And but for you Messenger folks, as our phone call system has a great automatic hold and queue system, our Facebook Messenger doesn't have squat. So please don't Messenger us until we actually physically say Messenger us now. All right? Otherwise, we have to 86 here. We can't put you on hold. We can't do it. Not going to do it. We can't do it. Not that we're not going to do it. And then super last but not least, if it gets to that point where you can't do anything and we have gaps, take the Facebook Live folks and just type in their question when we ask. I'm not building the list or anything. Oh, no. hello, Marie. I think she's another UK, isn't she?
Yeah, please tell us where you are.
Yeah, because we forget.
And we're trying to remember where everybody's
from. We're
trying
to build up our memory banks.
Yes.
She'll let us know, and that'll be the international shout-out that we'll give. We've given a couple already, even before the radio show started.
Bear in mind that these shows during the week are what we call overflow shows from...
Jizz from the land of England.
Yes.
International shout-out.
From newsforthesoul.com, which is our show on Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
In whatever time it is.
And that show, it just rolls. And a lot of times we have to disappoint people.
Yeah, that one can fill up. That one can fill up that one.
So we want to see.
I mean, they all can.
Where everybody... where the vast majority during the week is a good night
for
us.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a couple shows here where we've had to extend because we did get a lot of people. So earlier is better because sometimes we can't extend. We try. Monday's not going to happen. Friday's not going to happen for sure. And so your best bet is to try to be early.
And, of course, always remember, if for some reason you don't get on the call with us, you can always go to my website, psychiclovedoctor.com, and arrange a private one-on-one with me.
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, and a lot of you do.
Oh, quite a few, yep.
And that way, then, I'm not in, you know, such a chaotic hurry.
Oh, yeah, it's one-on-one focus. There's no nothing. There's no nothing else.
Yes, you get me completely.
You're still getting one card reading. You're getting whatever it takes to get to the questions you have for the time period you want.
Generally, I will redo the layout for each new question, unless, of course, I'm able to see it in one. I know they're thinking, would you please get on with the show and give us readings?
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's do that.
All right, let's go to our first caller, area code 651, the land of 10,000 lakes, Minnesota, 651.
Hi, Minnesota. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. And your first name,
Hi,
my dear.
This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
From Minnesota.
How are you? Yes, well, we were born and raised in Duluth, way up in
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and where are you? Are you down in the cities? Twin City?
Yes, in White Bear Lake.
Oh, yes. Very familiar. Very familiar.
I'm Christiana's mother. She's called in before.
Oh, that's why the area code was the same.
All right. Well, Sharon, very nice to meet you.
Yes.
And your daughter is just darling.
Your voices are similar.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was
her.
Your
voices are very similar. We thought we knew exactly who it was, and then we heard Sharon. We're like, oh, we don't know that.
No.
a lot of people say that.
Well, you do. You could be twins. Seriously.
No, they're voice-wise.
Yeah, voice-wise.
I can't speak anything.
As a newcomer, do you have any questions about the method? Are you pretty clear about its ordinary playing cards, blah, 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 that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
All right. And as for you, now we know you're her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to give us a little bit of detail about you and the situation that you're calling about.
Basically your question.
Yeah, because I haven't built a spiritual link with you yet. And that takes a reading or two for me to really get the clarity.
Okay.
All right.
Well, my question is, I want to know, you know, we've been struggling, or I've been struggling financially, and just want to know if something that I'm working on is going to bring a significant amount of money, or if it's going to come to fruition.
Okay, well, that's a very good question.
It is, and the cards love answering career
very specific.
Choices.
A lot of first-time callers, so they just like to stick their little toe in the water, and they just say, oh, just tell me something. It's like, well, it doesn't work good when you're first-time, but that was very specific.
Yeah, I like it, and it sounds, is this a business venture for you, or just like a side gig? Yeah.
No, it's our friends of ours, and we're kind of involved, and I'm involved in helping him with his business, and just want to know if it's going to work out.
Well, feel free to provide. She's doing your cards right now, but you can still keep providing details. If you want to give us some background, and if you don't feel comfortable being specific, you don't have to, obviously, but you can give us specifics on what type it is, how long has this been going on, you know, what are your goals, stuff like that. If you want to throw that in there.
Well, the business has been going on for years and years, and we've been struggling to make some money with it. And actually, we have a relationship with some people in Liberia.
Haven't heard that.
One of our friends is over there right now, and he's from Minnesota, but he's coming back in a few weeks, and I just want to know if we're going to make any money.
Okay.
Get down to it.
Sure, yeah. Get down to it. Right to the question. Yep. What do you think, Deb?
First, I want to remind everyone out there, I'm using a full 24-card layout, not just a random draw of a couple cards. This is what I would do in a private session. I don't want to just pull a couple cards. I know it works for some. For me, I'd rather see the whole playing field. You know, like I'm looking at the whole football field. And this gives me an indication more about, say, your motivation, your ambition, personality. Oh, with all kinds of things come through. Let me see now. I want to tell you that your daughter has cards that are so easy to read. She's easy to read. You, on the other hand, are a little more complex.
Really?
Yes, I see you as being a little deeper. And for one thing, you don't just undertake anything casually. I clearly get the feeling you put your heart and soul into it. So you'd like to really be successful at this. And what I see here is it wouldn't hurt to shift your, let's say, your energy more toward this is going to actually be a winner. This is going to, you know, make it certain, because when you get a reading, a prophecy card reading, your vibration, your personal vibration gets elevated. And this is an awesome time after your reading is done to manifest. You know, this is going to become a big success. It's going to bring financial security. And put your faith in that. Because if you think about it, that's anything we do in an endeavor to do in life, it takes a lot of faith. And hope is great. But I think if you can completely put your look, what I'm doing right now, this was my dream. I sat up there in little cold Duluth. Oh, my gosh, till I was, how old was I, about 30? I was up there giving card readings. But my dream was I wanted to come out here where the ocean is and we have flowers blooming all year round. And I wanted my own office. I had all these really strong intentions. And the way I always look at it is, if I can have my dream, anybody else can have theirs. Okay.
Yeah.
So for you,
that's great.
You know, I know that your path in life has not been easy. And you are very strong, lady. Very strong. I feel like you've got good
skills.
Yes. And, you know, it's not something that ever comes by easily. I read a great meme recently that said, when you ask the higher power for strength, he's not going to just hand it to you. He's going to put you through all sorts of tests and tribulations to help you build that strength.
Real quick, I want to give an international shout out to Mel, and she is from Tasmania, Australia. That's a land far away.
Yes, and it's actually the next day
there. In another hemisphere. It's another season, another day.
I really feel, yes, this is going to be a very successful venture. And don't be afraid, in your little team, don't be afraid to take risks. If you don't have an enormous advertising budget, just create buzz, create stir, you know, get involved with charity events. There's so many other ways to promote something besides, you know, spending thousands of dollars on ads that may not work. So, yes, the bottom line is you are going to achieve the success that you are yearning for. I see a new home coming for you. Are you in a relationship with someone?
Well, I'm kind of in an on and off again. I call him my ex, but we've been playing this game for like 29 years.
Well,
I don't really know what to call him.
He might be like a diversion for you, or he's, what would you, Jim, how would you put it? I don't want to say like friends with benefits, but I honestly don't believe this is ever going to turn into anything substantial for you. There's somebody.
Go
ahead.
Temporary fling.
I don't want to attach that to it
either. What the hell do you want to attach?
I want to try and find where it's on and off. But that's the nature of this relationship.
Like
29 years.
It's like, it's an uncommitted fling.
Well, I think he's got a lot of issues.
Noncommittal.
He comes through as, he'll maybe put his foot in the water, but he's not jumping in, you know.
Yeah.
But you have somebody else. Go ahead.
Yeah, he puts his feet in other ponds.
Perhaps. I'm glad you said that because, yes, he does.
Yeah.
And a lot of it stems from fear. The man is terrified of commitment.
Maybe he just likes puns.
Yeah.
Maybe he just likes puns. Jim would know as a member of his gender. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know, though, when you least expect it, somebody is coming along for you that is professional, very much like a real gentleman, charming, and he's going to knock your socks off. I really feel
okay.
And you will really seriously consider marriage. that's under sure to come true. Where right now you might be saying, I don't know. But I really feel that relationship is going to culminate. It's meant to be. There's a soulmate connection between you and the new guy. And this other one here, why my knight, Fred, you know, he might be fun for a little fun, but I just don't see him getting to the point of being for any woman. I don't think he'll ever
be.
So,
I hope not.
I hope you've enjoyed this, Sharon. You call us again when Veronica is here. On Mondays, she does angel cards after I give the reading. And then tomorrow, she'll be doing the Rebel deck, which is it's a legitimate deck. But
so basically, when your reading is completed with Deb, Veronica, when she's here Monday and Friday, she'll have another deck and give you a real quickie. A quickie little reading from different cards, different everything.
Yeah, and it's kind of like an in-your-face, very bold.
It's a different set of cards, but it's sort of addressing your circumstances.
And it's amazing how it resonates. And every time I give you a future reading, we'll be able to build on what we saw in this one. But you have remarkable talents and strength that I just don't know how one woman can be made of steel the way that you are. I guess it's because it's just who you are. Yes.
Steel magnolia?
Yeah, you're steel magnolia for sure. For sure.
Oh, well, thank you.
And thank you for calling. It's very nice to meet you, Sharon. Take
nice
care.
Nice to meet you, too.
Sure, we hope you call again. Again.
I will.
Again?
Like,
okay.
Like
where are you from tonight?
I don't know.
Bye-bye.
Somebody else used to say that.
It's always nice to talk to new folks, you know, and the older ones that have been with us a while, but it's kind of fun. All right. Oh, you get scared every time.
I do. I do, because sometimes they hang up right when I go to click it. Yesterday, I got really gun-shy, and I just put them back on mute.
Yeah.
You know, and also, somebody said she wanted to keep listening, so I left her on there. But they can all go to Blog Talk if they want, but since she specifically said that, I said, I will not 86er.
Well, maybe it was coming through really good.
Or maybe she was at some place where she couldn't really go the other route. We don't know. We know nothing.
If you want to stay on the line after we've had you on the air, just let us know.
Yep, that's all you got to do.
What do you put them on hold?
Kind of back on hold. I just leave them, I put them on mute, basically. Excuse me. We're going to go to our next caller, 779. From the wonderful land of Lincoln, everybody loves the state
of Illinois.
Don't
say it's wonderful. Don't say it's wonderful. Don't say it's wonderful. Stop it.
Everybody loves Illinois.
And everybody
Nobody loves Illinois. Nobody loves Illinois.
Well, I think Lincoln
Nobody.
Did.
Well,
we
don't know if he cared that much about it.
No, he left it too. Don't worry.
And he took up shop in Washington, D.C. He couldn't have loved it that much.
So are you out in the cornfield or in a city?
No, I'm at work.
Oh, you are?
I'm at work.
Okay. So
I'm watching planes land.
Okay.
What is that?
I was bored, and I'm like, I'm going to call in.
Oh, yeah.
He must be at an airport, though.
Well, we love to hear you. Oh, you're watching planes land.
Yeah, she said planes land.
Okay.
Planes landing, yeah.
Yep,
well,
yep, that's what they hopefully do safely.
Whenever anybody's bored, we love for them to call us. Yeah, we do.
Yes. Well, I'm just having a really, 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 really weird day. And just tell me what the hell's going on, because I am just all in the sorts of funk. I am in a funk.
Any specifics on why you think you might be funking?
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
We're not on the FCC. We're not worried about the FCC because we're not on that kind of radio.
No, but it's interesting. Everyone that I've interacted with today has said the same thing, that they are having a really bad Thursday or something about it is off kilter. They're just not connecting.
Well, I just got told my rooster has disappeared and is probably dead.
Oh.
I'm not happy. They were supposed to move to their new home on Saturday, and now he's gone. So I'm just having a craptastic day.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Everybody hates when a cock vanishes.
I bet you have waited for that moment.
I didn't wait for that moment, but I did the
He's been waiting his lifetime to say that.
Carpe diem.
Yes,
I seized the day. I seized it. I saw it and I seized it.
How did the rooster go? Did it just walk away?
Vanish?
Well, okay, so the little shits have been, they want a free range. So they have been hopping out of their run that keeps them safe.
Yeah.
And, like, they figured out a way to get out. And I'm like, look, it's only a couple more days. Not a big deal. Just, you know, I told the guys to remove the one box that they're jumping on and getting out, but they didn't do that. So anyways, so my buddy went out there, and he just called me. And he's like, well, I found three chickens and Diablo is missing, which is the rooster. And he's like, I can't find it. And I said, there's no feathers. There's no evidence that he's dead, right? And they're like, no, but this is not the first time this has happened. So it's got to be a larger predator, like a dog or a coyote or something that can carry off a full-grown chicken with no evidence.
Well, yeah, that's fucked.
Because usually if it's a big predator, like a coyote, they're just going to smash and grab and go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we think happened. But then one of my hens was like, her head got stuck in the chain link trying to get back in the cage. And when he showed up, he's like, oh, she looks dead. And he picked her up and she came alive. And she pooped out an egg right on him and it rolled off and hit the ground and broke.
Ah, it sucks.
Oh, man.
So now I only got hens and I'm a little upset because I really liked Diablo. He was a good rooster.
But there's a problem.
Well, and the hens are probably upset, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were flipping out, but that's why, like, the one that had her head stuck in the gate or in the fence, he said, I swear to God, she was dead.
You know, I got to tell you, I will be very surprised if you call us and tell us the rooster is found and it's dead. I get the feeling as I'm reading these cards that rooster is not dead and was very likely picked up by somebody.
What's that Alice in Chains song? They come to snuff the rooster.
Alice?
That's a good
thing. But wait a minute. They picked him up. Why would they pick up? You can't catch him.
Well, maybe he was hungry. I don't know. But I get the impression. Somebody, have you checked with any of the, I mean, do you even have animal shelters or... You know.
No, there would be nobody out there. Nobody even knows we have chickens out there. Nobody. The neighbors are not close. And he never leaves his girls. That's what's messed up.
Yeah, he is a rooster. Yeah, unfortunately, he's probably ended up on somebody's dinner plate, unfortunately.
I don't know if they eat
roosters. That's what I'm saying, because we've already lost, I think, 5 chickens now within the last 3 to 4 weeks.
Predators are going to eat anything with feathers. Anything.
And that's why I told my sister, I said, they cannot be outside without supervision. You can go there and stand there for an hour and let them be outside and nothing happens. But the minute you let them out and you leave them out, they're going to get eaten because the predators come in. And that's why I'm saying it's a coyote or a fox or something that's just waiting in the bushes.
Yep. Just waiting for the buffet.
So now I don't have a rooster. I'm very sad.
Now, are they expensive to get?
No, chickens are not expensive, but, you know, he was my rooster from Virginia Beach. I mean, I saved his life.
Well, Diablo is kind of a badass name, too.
It is.
Right. And he was a little badass. He was my little badass, and I loved him to pieces, and he was a good boy. I mean, you pick him up, he'd be pissed at you, but who cares? I'd snuggle on him, give him kisses, and tell him what a good rooster he was.
You're just making me really sad.
That's what they do. They want to be badass. Yeah. They don't want anybody picking them up.
And, I mean, he was good to his girls. Like, he was protective, and he would tell them where the treats were, and he would, you know, he did his job like he was supposed to.
He was a pimp.
And now he's dead, and I'm super mad.
So maybe the one that I'm seeing here is a female that picked him up is not a human, is a female predator.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's probably what you're seeing.
Yeah. But, you know, wouldn't it be just crazy?
It would be
good,
like, moderately crazy.
If in the morning you wake up and he's in the, you know, in the yard.
I hope he's walking around the coop going, hey, I'm here.
Yeah, hey, dumbass.
You know, but
me. Yeah, well,
it's
we'll
just
see.
Weird.
You'll have to let us know.
Well, and you've been.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, and you said it's been a crap fantastic day.
She's been a funky.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
I'm in a funk.
Yeah, and you're hit with a lot of things that
Those,
are going on.
That damn funkin' funk.
Yep.
And how is your father? I always have him on my mind.
I don't really know. I mean, we're not really talking. I mean, he still doesn't really talk to me. He's trying to make amends in his way, which is, you know, he'll go fix the fence for the dogs, or he'll do little things, but he doesn't have the cojones to say sorry or, you know, approach the subject and everything else. He's back to talking to my mom and talking to my sister, but I'm not really engaging with him because I get to a point and I just can't, and I just don't want to deal with his crap. I mean, I saw him last night, but he looks like shit. And he went to the special two-hour church event at the church for the it's called the Blessing of the Sick and the Dying, or the Sick and the whatever. And
yes.
So he went and did the two-hour thing for himself. I mean, I think he wants us to go to church with him, but I don't give a flying flippity flip about church. I can't stand it. So
yeah, well, you know what? You are more spiritual than religious. There's a big
correct.
Difference.
It's not for everybody. Some people think it's mandatory. Some people think, you know what? I could be the exact same person without going into that building.
I went through
correct.
All school, years of school, being taught by Dominican nuns.
Dominican.
No, Dominican nuns. Their order.
From the Dominican Republic.
Well, I don't know if it's that, but they're Dominican nuns where they wore the big...
Okay, I don't know.
The
See,
big habit.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
They were mean.
Oh, okay.
They're not very nice. I'm glad I got saved from that, but...
Yeah, well, by the time I graduated and got out in the world, I said, I think that's enough church for me. So,
yeah.
Not everybody...
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. I mean, to each their own. I don't care.
Yep,
do what you want.
Exactly.
Just don't push it on me, and I'm not going to push mine on you. I'm just going to look at you and say, we can agree to disagree on how we
Absolutely.
Feel that the world is put together.
Well, and the thing with
because,
your dad is, too, Teresa, he can't BS you. And that's
right.
infuriating for him. You see through all that.
Correct.
You know? But I want you to
I see through everybody's BS. I'm a Scorpio. We see everybody's bullshit.
Yeah. He's starting
Except our own bullshit. We don't call ourselves on our own bullshit.
He is starting to see his own mortality. I see right here that he's already starting to think, hey, I'm not long for this world. So I think he was warming a seat in the church. You're right, for himself. Because he's got
yes.
some amends to make.
Well, yeah, when people start getting
yeah.
hit in the face with reality.
Oh, he has amends to make. I will tell you that. And I know he's trying, but, you know, he just doesn't communicate properly. And just like on Sunday, he was like,
yeah.
he showed up at the farm, at my sister's farm, and he's like, well, I'm trying to grill out at Doug's. And, you know, and he didn't tell us that we were supposed to go over there for barbecue. He just, like, assumed that we all knew, and I'm like, okay. And I made the guys at the farm, because my sister was gone, I made them lunch.
Hmm?
And he comes home, they're all mad because...
They missed
yeah.
the barbecue? Oh.
I guess we missed the barbecue, but we didn't know there was a barbecue. He just came over and said, well, I'm trying to grill over at Doug's. And we're like, well, nobody cares. Right?
Hey,
nobody wants brats and hot dogs.
I want to give you a piece of some uplifting insight. And that is, coming into your life soon is a guy with a proposition for a business. The two of you could work together. And it looks like a really good partnership. And it seems to me that it will become very profitable for both of you. So
I wonder what that is.
I know. Well, you have this real love for animals and horses. Well, horses are animals. You know what I mean? That is like your, what do you call that? Like your mission is with the treatment of animals, the care for them. I mean, maybe you could end up running something animal-like. Right now I'm not picky. Your emotions are overriding this reading. So
I'm a hot mess today. I am literally a hot mess. I am all sorts of just in a funk. Like my I don't know. I don't even, and like one minute I'm fine and the next minute I'm pissed. And then one minute I'm crying and the next minute I'm fine. And I can't get my shit right.
That sounds, know what that sounds like?
Oh God, I don't know. What?
Female.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
It is female, but but what I'm saying is it's really bad. Like, I get bad, but I'm really bad. Like, really bad. Like, I just am having a hell of a time.
Well,
like, I chewed out a guy today for no reason. I was a Karen, and I had to apologize for being a Karen.
Yeah. Well, maybe you need to take up something like boxing. You know, some way to get all the stress out.
Well, she said today. She didn't say, like, every day is a funk. She said, today
it's today. I'm trying. I'm doing my affirmations, you know, my I am affirmations to get my brain out of a negative, you know, because, you know, you are what you think, blah, blah, blah. I know. And I'm just trying to get out of that. But then people deliver bad news like your rooster's dead. And I'm like, great.
Well, you know.
And now the Pecker Palace. And now my Pecker Palace is going to be free of Pecker. And I need a big Pecker to protect the little Peckers. And now I don't have a big Pecker.
You need to do stand-up comedy. I swear.
She is caucus in Illinois.
I think you were fantastic.
I don't know if we can get Meg Ryan from that movie, Caucus in Illinois.
Well, I mean, my sister tells me all the time, she's like, you need to be a stand-up comedian. I said, a lot of people won't get my stuff because I'm very dark. I'm super dark. I'm darker than most comedians out there. I'm so dark. But like I said, the Pecker Palace just lost its head pecker, and I'm really upset.
That's a problem.
Do you have to run out and get another one?
I'm trying right now. I've been on all over the social media looking for somebody who's trying to rehome them because they're usually free.
Those hens are going to be out there with picket signs.
I need a big rooster because now at the farm, the new farm where the Pecker Palace is, the cat has figured out how to jump onto the roof and get into the run.
Oh, no.
Oh, that there is a problem.
Right. So now I'm sitting here going, oh, great, we have a problem. The cats are now getting up onto the roof, and how am I going to stop them from getting on the roof? And I said, well, I need a really big, mean rooster. I don't want a mean rooster, but sometimes you got to get a mean rooster, and he needs to pop those cats a couple of times, and then they'll learn.
They will hit the road, Jack.
They'll learn the pecking order in that.
Bada bing, bada bang.
Well, right, because go ahead.
You are being bombarded so much. I mean, you remind me of, I'm trying to think how to put it, like all kinds of lasers are being shot at you and you're like dancing, you know, but it's not a happy dance. But
no, I'm dodging everything and it's not fun.
Yeah. So what you should do is, like, right now, at least this is what I would do, is just have on my mind one thing and push everything else to the side. Right now, the thing is, what's the most important? Getting a rooster into the hen house, right?
Yeah,
right now, yeah, you gotta put balance and order back in that.
I've been trying to manifest my farm. I'm trying to manifest that farm that I want.
Now, that could be your partner, is this guy. He is he's like you, really all in to your, I think that as like a mission.
So he.
Can you tell me if he's in the great shitty state of Illinois? I hope he's not.
No, I don't believe so. You're not staying there any longer than you need to. And I know your reason for being there, and it's a good reason. I'm also seeing that your mother may not be telling you the truth about her own health issues. So
no, well, yes and no. I mean, I have control over her whole medical thing. So I got all of her medical history, and I'm on her like flies on rice and shit.
Well, that is good. But I feel like she's having some symptoms she's not talking about.
Rice and shit.
Oh boy, I'll yell at her.
I was just thinking of a side thing.
So keep alert. And as for your father, yes, he knows his day of reckoning is coming. So I really feel he might start getting really going the other way, like real religious. And
yeah, you know, pretty soon he's going to be standing tall at the gates.
He'll be praising the Lord. Yeah.
Somebody's going to be there flipping
yeah,
the book.
Yeah, and that's
oh,
fine. He can do his thing. I don't
yeah.
care. What was I going to say? Oh.
I know
are you, Thursday, I'm going to be in your area, so I'm going to try to come see you.
This Thursday? Like
I'm flying,
today?
Flying, no, the 20th, the 19th, the 19th of May, I'm flying into Norfolk.
2 weeks from today.
I'd love to see you, and you can even come on over. And
okay,
how long
well,
are you staying? Are you just staying a day?
I'm only staying until I'm flying in, renting a car, and then I'm going to try to see everybody, and then I'm flying out sometime Sunday, Monday. I don't know. I don't have a date in mind.
Okay, so you got a few days here.
So if you'll have, you
well,
guys
I'm not going to be in that area, so I either got to see you Thursday or Friday. I'm just saying Thursday or Friday, I'm going to have to come see you and give you
great.
A big old hug, everybody, big old hug.
Aww.
But, yeah, I'll be in that area.
Jim is having surgery on Tuesday. Of this coming
year. Yeah, I'll be mobile.
He
then.
Should be hobbling around.
I'll be mobile.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I might have my machine with me so I can give you a session.
Your machine?
My PEMF
machine,
remember?
What kind of machine?
Pulsed electromagnetic therapy machine.
I don't believe you Pulse. Ever told Daryl or myself about that. You had
I
a
didn't
water
have
machine.
It then. I didn't have, all I had was the water machine. Now I have a pulsed electric magnetic frequency therapy machine. If you go to pulse.com, you can see it.
All right. Will do.
I work on horses, humans, and pets. But anyways, that's a jab for me. But listen, I love you guys so much. Thanks for talking me out of my bad
love
funk.
You
and even
too.
Though I feel a little bit less funky, but I'm still funky. And there's a big 7-4 landing right now. It's kind of cool.
Well, you know what? Don't go stand in front of it. Your life's going to get better.
Play that funky music.
And
my
boy. Hard show.
All right, guys. I love you. Thanks
right.
for the read.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Yeah, she's going to be on an upswing coming up.
Yeah, you know, everybody goes funk. Everybody has them days.
Here's the thing that we all need to remember, and I didn't create this. I just read it, and it really resonated. Anybody who has ever used a bow and arrow, and I loved archery way back in the day,
mm-hmm.
when you draw back that arrow, what are you doing? You're having, it's like a setback. So you're like falling back, and when you let it go, it's propelled into the future, into better days are coming.
When you pull it back, you're creating potential energy.
Oh.
And then when you release it, it turns into kinetic energy.
Oh. Now you as the...
That's physics.
Okay, but you are really learned.
You're using energy
yeah.
to pull it back.
Yeah.
So like you have to use energy to create something with potential. You can mm-hmm. think, you can philosophize this. You have to use energy to create something with potential. Then eventually, if you do it right, that's going to turn into something's going to happen.
And
action will happen if you use that energy to make something potentially happen.
There it is.
Whoop,
there
it is. You know, we had a caller, and I feel sadness. The caller is no longer with us. Jeanette, messenger us now.
Well, Jeanette wants to come on. You know, we haven't heard in a long time, Suzanne.
It has been a while.
Yeah.
There's a few of them been a while, but you know.
Well,
is.
Right. When life's going well, they don't need to, you know, come around.
Remember, there's a 20-30-second delay.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
There it is. There she is, folks.
Jeanette.
Hello there. Well, look at you.
Velkoman.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Good to see you.
It's
great.
I can't find you.
That was great timing.
There you are.
Perfect timing.
Ah, great.
Yeah, we had a caller drop, and I'm like,
was that
I don't know
you?
What to do. No, it wasn't her. Was
no.
It? No, it was somebody in California. And I was like, oh, crap, somebody dropped.
Boy,
and she goes,
there.
I wish you were, too. You and your husband someday should come on down to the Virginia
I
Beach
think
area.
She said California.
Oh, California?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Well, I would be nice.
California has got some nice weather.
Yeah. And what brings you to the show this evening?
I always like to drop in and listen, but I thought I'd just ask a question because
absolutely.
Dave has started letting me do a little bit of redecorating around his house.
Nice.
And I'm just wondering if this is an indication of his mindset.
Oh, I like that.
I would think that it is. I would think it is. If you start allowing is maybe a term, maybe welcoming somebody to do some decorating stuff, that's
right.
that's a sign to me.
And I don't know what it is.
It's been almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in July that Joan passed away. So.
Oh, right. Well, see, that's a sign of more healing.
Yeah, I think it's a sign. It's a sign. To me, it's a sign, no matter, even regardless of that circumstance.
And, you know, it's kind of ironic because the same, it's about 3.5 years for me with my late Daryl, the husband. And I'm starting to feel like I can move on and not hang on to every single little thing like I was before.
It's actually over 3.5.
Oh, is it over?
Flying so fast. It's May now.
Yeah, in October it'll be 4 years.
Time flies when you're not necessarily having fun, but when you're getting old and you got a foot in the grave.
Well,
I have no problem with that. It's the circle of life. Eventually, you got to put your little foot in the grave, you know. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
I know. A picture popped up on my memories the other day of my mom's hand in mine just before she passed, like a couple days before. And it's 7 years already. Mm. And that picture seems like it was just taken like a couple years ago.
Yeah, time is it's running away.
When I went to metaphysical college, they had a whole lesson on, what did they call it? Picture a funnel. Okay, it's like a time funnel. When you're young, you're up on the big outside of that funnel. Everything seems to take forever. Going to school, you know, growing up. And as you get a little older, you're going down more and more into the funnel. And when pretty soon we're at the little hole, the bottom, and everything's going faster.
Yeah, well, and here's the illusion. It's not necessarily faster. It's that when you're outside, you're going really, really fast, but it's such a big circle, it seems like you're not getting anywhere closer to that little drain. It's just an illusion. It's an illusion.
It's a time vortex.
It catches up with you at the end, and you're like, uh-oh, here comes the black hole.
I can't believe how time is speeding up. Yeah. You know, it feels that way, and probably it isn't.
Nah, you know how it is when you're a kid. It never moves.
He is really healing over the loss of her. And you know what he's starting to think about? That maybe having this all being so her might not be so good for you. So he's actually thinking about you. Okay. He's thinking about your feelings. And maybe you'd like to put some touches that are of your personality. And so I think you're right when you said about your question, is this, how did you word it? It was so perfect.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is fine.
You know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And, well, I just wonder if there's anything else you're thinking about.
Well, it's a baby step, you know, in the right direction. It's a door cracking open a little bit.
He might really surprise you.
A beginning.
You're really going to have him as a complete, you know, Jeanette's husband complete. It's just gradually happening.
Yeah, and you can't put a timestamp on it.
And, you know, and the thing is...
I love that you call my husband married, Jeff.
Oh,
well,
I still think of them that way.
Well, sure. What's a
and jokingly say hubby and wife? So.
Well, sure. And what's a piece of paper? You know,
yeah, no, exactly.
It's good for the legality, I guess. And if you're going to take somebody to the cleaners, like poor Johnny Depp, you know, the more I watch that thing, I'm like, oh, girl.
He chose her. He chose her.
They kind of deserve each other.
Yeah, if you pick a turd, you got to live with the smell.
That's a good one.
I like that, yeah.
That's Jerry Springer. That's from watching Jerry Springer.
Oh, you're stealing it then.
Well, and I made it up watching Jerry Springer is what I'm saying. They all pick turds and they get pissed off because it stinks. It's like, well, then you should have picked it.
Oh, my God.
All right, anyway, back to the reading.
So anyway, about you. I think he's going to start feeling really rejuvenated. like a, not a second childhood, but what do they call that? When,
release on life?
Yes, like that. And it's like, midlife, you know.
Crisis?
Men go through this a lot more, I think, than women.
Of course they do.
And I think he's going to want to just really focus on having a lot of fun. I'm sure he'll still have days like you miss your mother. I'm sure there's days your heart aches over losing your mother. I have those days myself. Seems like everywhere we go or everything that comes on TV reminds me of him and makes me sad. So he'll have those times too. But I really think you are becoming his true wife, his true, because that part of life has passed. Why do you say that? I think you should put that out there on the airwaves.
I believe that because, you know, women always talk about this, men having this, they have this midlife crisis eventually. It's like, you know what? Women have a damn crisis every other week. They don't just wait till they get one midlife and have one big one. Hey, every other week I got this crisis. I got this crisis. Oh, holy goat shit, I got this crisis.
Well, every week is not a crisis. It's normal.
Yeah, it is, you're right. It ends up being a normal thing and not really a crisis. But to the guy, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ, here we go again.
So I think you're going to do some lovely things there in the home. And show us pictures when you have. I'd love that. You know, I feel like we are close friends. This happens through this method. I've seen your heart. I feel invested. If you were to, or if I went to Canada tomorrow,
ooh,
I would feel perfectly comfortable to knock on your door.
I'm glad.
I would so love
something
that.
Else.
Whereabouts in Canada?
Yeah, find out.
Whereabouts in Canada are you?
I'm very close to Niagara Falls.
That's not far from us.
Then she's a Maple Leafs fan.
Then you're a Maple Leafs fan?
I don't really care about hockey.
Wow!
I know, not a typical Canadian.
Oh, I love Toronto Maple Leafs.
But you are not that far. It's not like you're talking about Vancouver.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've been near there.
And you know something? I've never seen Niagara Falls.
I've seen Niagara Falls from the Buffalo side, though. I mean, the United States side near Buffalo. Yep.
Yeah, you've got to make a trip.
It's
sounds
a big,
like
it's
a
big,
bucket list
it's
item.
It's giant, and there's a lot of water going down, and then you can say you don't need to go back ever again.
I thought I read that they drained it recently and there was all kinds of stuff.
That was a long time ago.
Oh,
wasn't
it a long time ago?
They had something going on. I can't remember how it was. Rerouted.
Well,
it
your
or blocked
cards
it or
look
something.
Really good.
Rerouted.
And he is, he's well on the road now to healing.
He's making progress. Good.
And you have been so good for him, like medicine. You know, you've really been, the American Indians say something about that. Good medicine through love and kindness, caring, good medicine.
Yeah. Indeed.
Well, that's excellent. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Oh,
just calling
you
in to say hi. You don't always have to have a question. Just call in and we'll chat.
And the the timing was impeccable.
All right. We'll talk to you another day.
All right.
Yes, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you're going to hear about someone you know is pregnant. I'm going to have a baby and you're going to be absolutely tickled. Just tickle.
Oh, my great niece actually is expecting in July, and it's a boy.
Oh, how sweet.
First baby in the family for a long time.
Well, I think he's going to be just the apple of everybody's eye. I really do, what I see here.
Especially if it's the first baby in the family in a long time.
Gosh, yes.
Everybody's going to be like, woof.
Spoiling him rotten.
Yep. Oh, my Lord.
Yes, he's the first of her generation to have a baby.
Sure.
Oh, God bless her. Really, that's wonderful.
So it begins the new generation.
All right, well, you have a wonderful evening.
Okay, nice.
Take care. Good seeing you. All right.
Bye, you too.
Bye. See, that's the one thing about this method. You really feel close to people. You, doesn't have to be about them having horrible, you know, issues that they're going through. It can be about a rooster being missing.
Well,
I
know
feel
what though.
Terrible about that.
Yeah, I mean, she was a, it was a pet, basically.
I know.
It was a pet. And I will make light of nobody's pet, regardless of what species it is. A pet's a pet.
Well, and here's the thing, too. We've started now a joint, what would you call that thing, a greenhouse out there?
What it is a greenhouse, thing? Yeah.
It's a big dome.
It's a it is a greenhouse. It's exactly what it is.
And, you know, if any of those plants die, I'm going to feel terrible because they have a consciousness. You know, the only ones I don't care are cockroaches. I'll kill them all. I do not want cockroaches to survive. And out here in Virginia, well, they call them water bugs.
Yeah, they're water bugs. They're American cockroaches.
It's a cousin, I guess, of the roach.
Well, they are. They are a roach. It's an American cockroach.
All those
they're
legs.
Big.
Do that sound. Make that sound. You know. Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Ah, another Canadian, Laura. Laura Grant.
Laura, hello there.
We got 4 minutes left. If somebody wants to jump in super rapidly,
can do a
quickie lickety split, you can messenger us, Laura, or you can type your question in now if you can't messenger because you're not a friend of Diverly. But let us know,
and,
Laura.
Oh, rebirth. Look at that, Christiana.
Christiana was
here.
Talking about the word you were trying to think
oh,
of.
Oh, thank you.
That was
thank you.
It was so long ago. Yeah, it was that word you were trying to sputter out.
See, I'm getting old now. I need everybody to help me.
All right, Laura,
hit
us up, messenger us if you can, or type your question in now. We'll extend it.
Yeah, what the heck.
When will I get my settlement, please?
Oh, boy. All right, now bear in mind, that kind of falls under...
it is a total legal disclaimer thing.
Yeah. They just say I have to not dispense.
We're not lawyers. We have not been to law school. We're not even paralegals, you know. So you can't say, well, they gave me legal. This is not legal advice, and she probably knows it. Laura.
Where's Laura from?
Canada. She says she knows, but we're giving. We knew she knew, but we know that there's a lot of new people listening or watching Facebook Live. We want to let them know. But don't think that all of a sudden we have all these credentials hidden away somewhere. No, we don't.
Yeah.
I mean, she has credentials, but they're not in legal and medical. I can tell you that.
No, but it's amazing how these cards can nail it.
Yeah, it's just it's a look in. It's
something private, but
reading
my own cards.
Roger that. And Laura knows.
Oh, look at it's coming. Look at that. That's her settlement.
And she's watching.
Yes.
Yes.
It's got the Three of Clubs on it. Good card. I love this card. This is indicating an event that is approaching, and you can't miss it. It's not going to suddenly go into delay or get lost somewhere as far as you receiving your settlement. It's going to come right to you. And I love the way it looks. The energy coming off of it is wow, wow, wow. Really good.
Okay, well, your cards are well, she's watching too, so. But
you know, you
folks that are listening,
you deserve this. This is for Laura, right? You deserve that settlement. You know, I see what you've been through. Okay. So, yes, on the way to you, and it's going to be like going from night to day. So I'm right there cheering you on and can't wait for you to come back to the show and say, guess what? I got it, because it is on the way. Very soon. Three clubs can indicate it can be 3 days, but that's really fast.
Yeah, I don't.
Three weeks. It's a three there.
Months, which is it sounds or even it sounds bad 3 months, but in the settlement world that is not that far away. Those things can take. Or she knows. I mean, we're probably preaching to the choir. She knows it could be eternity.
But it is coming.
She was curious if you saw a month, even not a year. You didn't see it. Probably not.
I'm thinking we're in May.
Well, you saw three, so it's probably in August of something.
But July is sticking out real big, so we'll see. By July.
Well, July, August,
and
that's kind of,
sooner than that.
That would probably, sounds like late July, early August-ish, but that's just a stab, right?
Yeah.
She says, hope not 3 months, it's been 5 years.
It's not going to be that long, it's coming.
I know, it sucks, but...
There's been a lot of heartache for you. Concerning this matter.
Sure, it's been 5 years, but if you have to wait 3 months for something good to happen, I mean, it sounds crappy now, but at the end, you'll be like, okay.
It's on the way. I hope it's sooner.
Yeah, sooner the better. We understand.
So,
all right. Well, thank you. You want to squeak in Marie from the UK real quick? Then we got to run.
Well, that poor thing's been waiting.
She has, and we've already extended. And let me go back and.
Good luck, Laura. But it is coming.
When will I meet Mr. Wright? She's single.
All right.
All right, Marie, you are getting your reading right now. So she stayed up a little late.
Yes.
Which is cool.
And we appreciate
that.
We do.
We understand. We understand.
Not this Sunday because it's Mother's Day. But on another Sunday, we're going to try an afternoon shot.
I'm down with that.
Or a Saturday. We could do Saturday.
We've done Saturday nights.
Yeah, we could do a Saturday day. And see what happens.
I don't know if it should be this one, but down the road.
Not this one.
We got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The cards are going down as we speak. I know we probably have Blog Talk listeners. They can hear the flip of cards,
I bet,
but they
can't
see them. Oh, they're right by the speaker. But the Facebook Live folks we're doing questions for right now, they can actually see it. See and hear it. Oh, my God.
I think this is going to be like right out of the movies. Have you heard
Mr.
the expression,
Wright?
Meet cute? It's like, oh, my goodness. Let's say you're in a hurry and crossing a parking lot, and some guy isn't paying attention, and you're kind of just busy walking, and he bumps into you, and boom, all your purchases go down to the ground. And you're like, why can't you watch where you're going? Blah, blah, blah. And he's, you know, apologizing, putting your stuff back in the bags, and maybe you've bought a bunch of unmentionables, you know, and you're just like, because there's like anger around this, but it's in a cute way.
Maybe, oh, sorry, this Vagisil almost got away.
It's going to be something like that that for years you will laugh about, because I feel like he's going to say, whatever the mishap was, he's going to say, can I buy you a cup of tea?
Yeah, and plus, unless you're 16 or 17, those kinds of things aren't that impactful anymore like they used to be when you're a teenager. If somebody saw something personal, you'd be like devastated if you're like a 16-year-old
girl. Oh, God, yes.
If you're like 36, you'd be like, yep, you know what those are. And if you don't, God help you.
Yeah, I think it'll be soon. I'm feeling a lot of joy for you around the holiday season. They don't have Thanksgiving, but around November, December, Christmas, New Year's. And, oh, he's going to be just adorable and sweet and sexy and just everything. It's one of those deals where you're going to walk away with a smile thinking, I think I've just met my future husband.
Laura also, Marie, but Laura threw in there because she still watches. She says her mom read playing cards also, and she's kicking herself for not learning it.
Learning what? Oh!
Her mom read
playing
cards.
It's almost like we've paid her to say this.
But we have no connection. It's the same method.
I am building an online, we'll call it a school.
University.
Yeah, to learn this and to even become a professional. I mean, I'll take you from like kindergarten, if they even have that, from like preschool all the way up to being like having a master's.
If they want, they can pick how far they want to go, right?
They can.
They can just, I just want to learn enough to do myself and that's it. I don't want to be a professional. It's all up to you, right?
Yep, exactly.
It will be once it's created.
But I am the only living subject matter expert for this method.
It's being built.
Personal prophecy. That I am the only one that can credential others. Now, what?
She says, oh, she'd like that.
Oh, good. I will.
It is under construction.
Yeah.
More to come.
It's taking longer than I thought because.
It's a big task.
I'm working it.
It is a big task.
Yeah.
It is.
I forgot what I was going
to say. Marie said, thanks so much. I'll let you know when I need
Yes, please do.
You must do that, Marie.
We'll fly over, you know, across the pond to attend your wedding.
Will you now? I'll break out your checkbook there, Tootsie Pop.
I was going to tell, is it Laura?
Laura's,
one man in London that completed my course, and he actually has brought this into his repertoire. He's got a shop. Oh, and he told me once the name of the community or the area.
It's been a long time.
And I can't remember.
You're not gonna remember that.
There's another man in Australia. Mm-hmm. Who had been previously a Tibetan monk, and he uses this in his practice.
Interesting.
And I'm trying to, there's a few women around, but there's, I would say, at most, if even 10.
You got somebody that was in one of your early classes we were doing a year or so ago that was pretty damn good here domestically.
Who was that?
I don't remember. It was the guy.
A guy?
Yeah, it was a guy. I remember you were doing the Zoom thing for a little bit, and he was talking about his philosophy. He's got it. He knows it.
Chicago. He's an entertainer, or has been.
Yeah, but he knows. He's got it.
And he did become credentialed, and yes, that man could teach this.
He has it, and he's applied some of his own takes on it, remember?
Oh, he's good.
He said, you know, like the different suits,
yeah.
He had his own thing, you know, that's which is cool.
Well, the one in Australia actually assigned body parts and different...
That's what I'm saying, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
So I'm going to give you seeds. Here's how I approach it.
Sure.
I give you the seeds and I say, go plant your garden.
Yep.
Now, what you reap from it belongs to you.
Yeah.
If I show you something, his shirt, if I say, now the solid color is blue, you may not see that blue the way I do.
Sure. Right.
You may not see love the way I do. Yeah. All of this is going to become very personalized.
Or construction-wise, you could say, here's a bunch of tools. Here's what these tools are for. Here's a bunch of material. This is what they're for. And then what you build might not be 100% exactly as another person would do it.
No, I really invite their creativity and their uniqueness.
As long as you stay true to knowing what each thing really is, whatever you interpret and build, hey, that's you.
Right. And as long as they never use it for bad. You know, like...
Well, nobody should ever do that.
Yeah.
She's Laura's on board. She's excited to learn.
Oh, I'm very excited. We'll be doing Zoom sessions.
Zoom.
Yeah, there will be videos on there. I'm trying to just give you the whole enchilada.
It's under construction.
Yes, so...
Be patient, Grasshopper. Be patient.
Yes, bear with me.
For the people that used to watch the 70s Kung Fu.
Remember that?
Yep. David Carradine.
And what was the old man's
Master
name?
Master Poe.
Yeah.
That he used to have flashbacks
with
all
the
time.
Wasn't he
blind?
He
was blind.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a good show.
Well, I liked it back in the day. I mean, nowadays it wouldn't survive because it'd be racially blasted.
Well, anyway,
enjoyed
it. We just went to like La La Land.
We went to La La Land because I used to love that show. But I was also like 7, 8.
Really, really nice to have you all with us.
We liked it. And they stayed with us. It was late for some,
oh, I
early
know.
For some.
Yes.
And some of us are in the same time zone.
You honor us. Thank you.
Yep.
So we're getting ready. We're going to take you out with Dire Straits. Oh, boy.
And Laura said, thank you for sharing your gift. That's the two-minute warning.
Well, you're going to find Laura. Just dive that submarine. You're going to
dive.
You're going to find it's a skill, not so much a gift. After you do it long enough, you start feeling like it's, you know, gifty.
And you got to just, it's repetitive, you know. It's not like you just walk up, grab a golf club, and you're the best golfer on earth. You're going to suck for a while. You're going to stumble. Might even get frustrated.
It took me 4 months to even.
You might even get really pissed off that you're not getting it, but if you really want to get it, eventually you will.
Do
so.
I love all of you to death. I feel like we're family or a close-knit group of friends getting together from here to England to Tasmania.
Yep.
Oh, we should have gotten a reading for that one. Tasmania.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah, well, she knows where to find us.
Yes.
She does. She found us on Facebook, so.
So I'm going to leave you with the words of Grandmama, who taught me this amazing skill. Thank God she did. She always said, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. I believe that. Take care, everybody. See you tomorrow night. Same time.